Number 94 from March of 2005, If I Ever Die. I thought it would never die. That is what I told myself this week as I waved goodbye at the auto dealership to my trusty 1986 Toyota Corolla. I was kind of stunned to think that the sturdy little car was going to the auto graveyard and I would see it no more. That car, jokingly referred to as the Chick Magnet, had seen me through many a trip and had almost never let me down. It is true that some of my family laughed at it, but they all knew I don't give up on a vehicle easily. The very next day after this farewell, I was talking to a patient in the hospital, and he said, "Well, if I ever die," I thought to myself, he shouldn't be saying if, but when. It's not really a question if we are going to die, but simply when, the same as my beloved Toyota. The denial of death is strong in human beings, and even when we know better, we tend to try to forget about it. Every day as I cover the different hospital floors, I see patients fearful of death trying to hang on to life. Then I see other patients who are ready for death and their family members won't let them go and employ extraordinary means to keep them mechanically alive. This may all seem like a morbid topic, but the season of Lent is a time to focus on the reality that we all come from dust and to dust we shall return. Lent is a time to stop and analyze what we are doing in the in-between time of dust and dust again. That time is known as our life. I believe that this penitential season of reflection, prayer, and repentance is not so much about asking if there is life after death, but rather asking if there is life after birth. Are we doing those things that have lasting significance, or are we just putting one foot in front of the other? Are we living, or are we existing? Is there anything that I did today that makes a difference in this world? Is my relationship with God closer, the same, or further away than it was last year? Have I taken care of business in my relationships with other people? Am I treating myself better or worse? Am I holding resentments against others? Have I shared my faith with anybody at work? If not, what holds me back? Have I given back to God in accordance with the abundance that He has given me? Have I worked on any of my character defects, such as selfishness, false pride, phoniness, dishonesty, self-pity, anger, procrastinating, and envy? It has been said that a life unexamined is not worth living. Maybe we can use this Lenten season to examine our lives and listen to what God is saying to us.